Senate will please come to order. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. George. Girard. Girard. Hass. Hass. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Monroe. Morissette. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Nelson. Przonsky. Przonsky. Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Verger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. President Courtney.
We need some senators to come to this floor right away. Yeah, but you got some people. Where's Bonamici? Send the pages out and Sergeant Arms to go find these guys and girls. Ways and Means has just broken up, so there's a chance that they'll come here immediately. How many are Ways and Means? 10? If the 10 show up, you add 10 to 13, and that gives you 23. That's enough to start something. Nice you could show up, Senator Burdick. We're at 16. I want the pages and the sergeant of arms to find me 4 senators, or else they and the senators won't be here very much longer. Tell them I sent for them. They've been coming out of Ways and Means for a couple days.
But they're physically en route.
I like to fickle them en route. I need one senator to start this. Is it Nelson? We have to do the session today. You do realize why. Otherwise, we can't do what we're going to do on Monday. So I hope everybody understands why we got to do what we got to do today. And if we don't do it, nice to see you, Senator Hess. A quorum being present, we will post the colors, and Senator Ted Farrioli will lead us in the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Today's invocation, Philip Archambault, Native American Rehabilitation Association of Northwest Portland.
Thank you, sir. Let us pray. At the Council of our Great Spirit God, again, we thank you for this beautiful day. Again, Grandfather, I ask you to bless all these people in this gathering, in this meeting. Bless their families and their loved ones, the Council of. Again, Grandfather, we want to remember those people who are in the armed forces throughout the world. And take care of them too, the Council of. Grandfather, we ask you to remember those people who suffer from alcohol and drugs and mental health issues. We ask you to watch over our elderly, our younger generation, the little ones, the babies, the unborn. We ask you to watch over the people in the nursing home and the hospital sick with health. We ask you to watch over our people that are in the jails and the prisons, the Counselor. Also, to welcome homeless people that have crossed over and come back to you. Also, to help the ones that are grieving the loss of their loved ones, the Counselor. Again, Grandfather, we ask you to bless all living things on Mother Earth, our four-legged relatives, the animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the waterways. Again, Grandfather, we ask you to watch over Mother Earth, the air and the water, the Counselor. Again, Grandfather, we ask you to also help us to deal with our worst enemy ourselves. Help us to keep our hearts and our minds open so we can continue to gain wisdom and knowledge every day until the day we die. Help us to keep our hearts and our minds open so we can gain that wisdom and knowledge so we can then serve and help the people we are dedicated to serve so we can also enjoy our life, the Counselor. Oh, Grandfather, I'm pitiful. Oh, Team Mother, I'm pitiful. But hear my prayer today. All my relations. Ho!
Thank you, Philip Archambault, for your invocations. Native American Rehabilitation Association of Northwest Portland. Thank you, Senator Farrioli, for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Courtesies. Remonstrances. I've just been advised by the Secretary of the Senate that earlier today, William J. Hunt passed away at the age of 97 at his home. Winton Hunt served as the state representative from 1957 to 1962, representing Marin County, and then as chief clerk of the Oregon House of Representatives from 1963 to 1982, with one session off serving as special counsel to the House Republican office in 1973. Services will be held next Friday, May 29th at 1 p.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church, with a celebration of life following services at this City View Cemetery. Further remonstrances? Message from the Governor.
Mr. President, the Governor has approved and signed the following bills: Bill 55, 56, 58, 59, 99, 243, 248, and 562.
Message from the House.
Mr. President, the Speaker of the House passed Senate Bill 479, 601, 663, 240, 438, 87, 115, 214, 262, 239, House Bills 2370 and 2941, concurrent Senate amendments and repassed House Bills 2249, 2554, 2583. The Speaker has signed Senate Bills 5507, 08, 09, 15, 16, 17, 27, 38, 46, Senate Bills 92, 94, 98, 100, 108, 141, 188, 233, 238, 242, 558, and 685.
Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees. In the course of the SR 8.551, committee report summary number 103 was distributed to members May 21st, and 104 was distributed today. This information will be recorded in the Journal of the State's report, and so ordered. Reports from special committees. Propositions and motions. Recognize Senator Richard Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the consideration of House Bill 3090 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Tuesday, May 26th calendar.
Senator Devlin has moved that the consideration of HB 3090 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on Tuesday's May 26th calendar. Your motion.
I think there is a belief that might help expedite our process today and actually will improve our process on May 26th.
Discussion? And the question is on taking House Bill 3090 from today's calendar and placing it on Tuesday, May 26th calendar. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. This motion has carried. Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that consideration of House Bill 2584 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Tuesday, May 26th calendar.
Senator Bonamici has moved that the consideration of HB 2584 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on Tuesday, May 26th calendar. Your motion, please.
The same thing that Senator Devlin said, Mr. President.
Is the discussion of the same thing that Senator Devlin said? The question is on taking House Bill 2584 from today's calendar and placing on Tuesday, May 26th calendar. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. This motion has carried. Recognize Senator Lori Montes Anderson. No, wait. Wait a minute. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Republicans would like to have a brief caucus back by the water cooler, if that would be possible.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Richard Devlin, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Democrats, please be at ease.
All right. We'll stand at ease, Senator Farrelly, to about 5 minutes or so. And the R's will collect as they will. Recognize Senator Dave. Wait a minute. Senator Dave Nelson, do you wish to be recognized now or after your caucus? What would you like to do?
Can I return to courtesies real quickly, Mr. President?
Sure. Let us return to courtesies. Without objection, please feel free to do so.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. President. Today I have two of my granddaughters, Josephine Ray, who's standing on the table with me, and Sophie Marie, who is sitting in her father's lap. So I have my son also, Eric Nelson, here, and I would ask that you extend courtesy to Josie and Sophie and Eric.
Okay, Josie and Sophie and Eric, thanks for coming to be with your granddaddy and your father. I appreciate that. That's very good, and hope you're having a great day.
Yeah.
Sophie. Sophie's just looking around, but whatever. Thank you, Senator Nelson. It's great to see you with your family. Hope you have a great Memorial Day holiday with them. Okay, we're still at ease, awaiting the little conference on the back part of the chamber. We'll come back to order now after recess. And my fellow senators, can I have your attention, please? I think I was remiss. I think what I should do, really, I want to, without objection, return to remonstrances, my fellow senators. I'd like everyone to stand and observe a moment of silence, because Winton Hunt, for almost 20 years, was the chief clerk of the Oregon House. Prior to that, he did serve several sessions in the House of Representatives. He was my first chief clerk, 97 years old. He is a legendary figure of sorts in our state government, and having heard that he just passed away earlier today. So I do think we should observe a moment of silence for the passing of Winton Hunt, please. Thank you. I should have done that earlier. It's my fault when I read the notice of his passing. So thank you for indulging in that, my fellow senators. We'll now return to the regular order of Senate business, and we were under propositions and motions. And I recognize Senator Lori Montes Anderson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 159.
Senator Montes Anderson has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 159. To your motion.
This bill, clarified the extent of public health authority to control communicable diseases, and all they did on the House side was add an emergency clause.
Thank you. Discussion? Those are the opinion that Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 159. Will answer ayes. The names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Munns Anderson. Monroe. Monroe.
Senator Monroe.
Morissette. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Atkinson, Carter, Dingfelder, Walker, 26 ayes.
The Senate bill having received a constitutional majority is declared repassed. I will set the motion by Senator Atkinson at the bottom of the calendar. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Recognize Senator Richard Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm in bloc the following appointments and reappointments to the respective boards and commissions. To the Construction Contractors Board, John Mangus. To the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, Walter Beglaw and Gregory Hazarbedian. To the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Arminda Ferris. To the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators, Michael Weatherby. To the Oregon State Board of Nursing, Cheryl Cosgrove. To the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, Alex Duarte and Ronald Rome. To the Commission for Women, Rebecca Anderson.
Senator Devlin has moved that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm in blank the governor's appointments and reappointments as listed on today's calendar. Sue, to your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Rules Committee met, considered these appointments and reappointments. All of these particular candidates were either interviewed in person by phone extensively. Your committee voted unanimously to recommend their approval.
Discussion? Question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments and reappointments as listed? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed. We'll answer aye. As names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick.
Burdick.
Burdick. Carter, Devlin,
aye.
Dingfelder, Ferrioli,
aye.
George,
aye.
Gerard, Haas, Johnson,
aye.
Cruz, Metzger, Bonnet Anderson, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Dingfelder, Walker, 26 ayes.
The governor's appointments are confirmed en bloc. Introduction, first reading of the Senate measures. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 284 on the civil actions.
This is passed to the calendar. Third reading of Senate measures. First reading of House measures.
House Bill 2370, Labor Medical Insurance Policies. House Bill 2941, on ballot housing court emergency.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures.
House Concurrent Resolution 7, Memoriam Mary Alice Ford, 1935-2008. House Joint Memorial 15, urging Congress to pass legislation appropriating funds for free post-secondary education. House Bill 2068, on transfer of tax credits. House Bill 2080, relating to Greywater and court emergency. House Bill 2137, on protective proceedings and court emergency. House Bill 2218, relating to wildlife from prescribing effective date. House Bill 2299, with detention facilities. House Bill 2599, relating to hostile education environments and court emergency. House Bill 2664, relating to Oregon Criminal Justice Commission. House Bill 2705, relating to vocational assistance for injured workers. House Bill 2778, relating to state workers and court emergency. House Bill 2809, relating to urban renewal plans and prescribing effective date. House Bill 2822, relating to ways of necessity for private sewer lines. House Bill 2883, relating to protective proceedings task force and court emergency. House Bill 2907, relating to interstate agreements concerning prevailing rates of wages and court emergency. House Bill 2952, relating to small-scale local energy projects. House Bill 3097, energy emergency medical personnel. House Bill 3103, relating to practice of pharmacy in the court emergency. House Bill 3117, relating to post-secondary education programs. House Bill 3140, relating to unemployment insurance benefits in court emergency. House Bill 3162, relating to employment discrimination resulting from whistleblowing. House Bill 3194, relating to driving under the influence of intoxicants. House Bill 3345, relating to workers' compensation claims. House Bill 3470, relating to veterans and prescribing effective date.
These are passed to the calendar. Third reading of House measures. Clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 3051, relating to driving under the influence of intoxicants.
Recognize Senator Floyd Prezansky.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 3051 comes out of your Judiciary Committee. It came out on a 4-0 vote, if I'm not mistaken. And I just wanted to point out to the body what this bill is actually going to do. It's going to add in the evidentiary procedures the admissibility of urine testing consistent with the statutes addressing blood and breath testing, referring to DUI and other type of crimes. Thank you.
Discussion. Question on the third reading, final passage, House Bill 3051. Those opinion bills passed. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter, Devlin,
aye.
Dingfelder, Ferrioli,
aye.
George,
aye.
Gerard,
aye.
Haas, Johnson,
aye.
Cruz,
aye.
Metzger,
aye.
Montes Anderson, Monroe,
aye.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Dingfelder, Walker, 26 ayes.
The House Bill 3051, Emerson Custom Majority declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 3123, relating to release of substances by passenger vessels.
Recognized Senator Mark Haas.
Mr. President, cruise ships is the subject of 3123. They discharge, as you know, hazardous substances, including gray water, sewage, and all kinds of other materials, sometimes into our rivers and oceans. And the concern has risen, especially in this year, over the effect these ships are having on Oregon's water quality. House Bill 3123 is a critical first step in understanding and addressing this issue. It directs DEQ to study the environmental impact of cruise ships entering our waters and to report back in 2011. The report will look at the impact of vessel discharges and the reasonable availability of adequate facilities for safe and sanitary removal of sewage. I should tell you that a number of these cruise ships have been visiting Astoria in increasing regularity in the recent months because of the swine flu problem in Mexico. And I should also tell you that the owners of these large cruise ships have extremely sophisticated sewage systems and behave very responsibly when it comes to ballast water and sewage. And they support this effort to work in partnership with the state of Oregon.
Thank you. Discussion. Question on the rise. Final 30 and final passage. House Bill 3123. Those opinion bills pass out. There's no clerk. Please call the roll.
Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Devlin,
Sir Devlin,
Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juan Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Dingfelder, Walker. Voting no. Cruz, 25 ayes.
House Bill 3123, MC Council Majority declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 3384, the Public Assistance Corps Emergency.
Recognized Senator Bill Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 3384 deals with the TANF recipients who are attending school. The current law allows temporary assistance to needy families, or TANF, to qualify for aid while enrolled in the 2 or 4 year educational institution if they meet the following conditions. They're accepted as a accepted for full-time attendance. Demonstrate the completion of an educational program is likely to result in employment that provides wages and benefits, make satisfactory academic progress. The problem is that only 1% of the entire TANF population qualify for this program, and if the population falls, some people may be technically knocked out of the program. Well, not technically, but in reality knocked out of the programs. And so what this bill does is allow them to continue their education if the statistics fall and their program is threatened. So this is a good bill, should pass. I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion. Question arises for our third reading and final passage of House Bill 3384. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. I suppose no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick.
Senator Burdick?
Go on.
Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juan Anderson. Juan Anderson.
Senator Juan Anderson?
Monroe. Morissette. Morse. President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering. Burdick. Excused. Atkinson. Carter. Dingfelder. Walker. 26 ayes.
House Bill 3384. I have received Council Majority declared passed. Senator Cruz, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like unanimous consent to change my vote on House Bill 3123. I was not paying appropriate attention.
Senator Cruz is requesting unanimous consent to allow him to change his vote on House Bill 3123.
And it will not change the outcome.
Is there any objection? How do you vote, Senator?
I vote aye.
Please note the Senator has changed his vote, the only no vote, on House Bill 3123 to a yes. Thank you. Senator Devlin, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Permission to return to courtesy.
Without objection, please feel free to return to courtesies.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. A good senator from Eugene and Junction City is actually off the floor, and I've been asked to ask that courtesies be extended to a group of students from Christ Center School in Junction City. There are 11 students. I believe they're up here to the gallery to my right and to your left, Mr. President.
Yes, I see them. The Christ Center School. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in to the state capitol. Hope you're having a good day. Glad to have you here. Stay all as long as you want. Come back and see us again. I'd like to extend the courtesies of the Senate, each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. We'll now return to the regular order of Senate business, and it's the third reading of House Measure. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 3417, with the stray animals.
I'm going to set that at the bottom of the calendar. Move on.
House Bill 2095, an election court emergency.
Recognize Senator Rick Metzger.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2095B makes technical and substantive updates and corrections to existing statutory provisions regarding elections. The measure clarifies procedures and requirements in four main areas of election statute. It modifies post-election hand count provisions for mandatory countywide recounts. Currently, county clerks are required to notify the Secretary of State about the contest and precincts to be recounted by hand one day after the general election. But county election officials often do not know who has received the largest number of votes in a race the day after the election because ballots are still being processed and counted. This measure increases this time report to 3 business days. It also clarifies procedures for filling midterm vacancies in certain statewide elected offices by establishing provisions for filling such vacancies by appointment or election. It prohibits a county clerk from registering a person who alters information on the registration card regarding citizenship or signature statement. And it changes the term of office for the Boley Commissioner elected in November 2012 from 4 years to 2 for the purpose of restoring the historical alternating cycle of statewide offices. HB 2095 will improve the ability of the State Elections Division, county elections officials, and county clerks to maintain a fair and consistent system of elections throughout Oregon.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion? Question now, right, 1395 passed the House Bill 2095. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Brzezinski. Rosenbaum.
Senator Rosenbaum. Senator Rosenbaum. Thank you.
Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz, Metzger, Bonnet Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Carter, Dingfelder, Walker. Voting no, George, Cruz, Starr, 23 ayes.
House Bill 2095, Agency of Council Majority is clear, passed. Clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 2313, the definitions of legal entities.
Recognize Senator Doug Whitsett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Many of Oregon's financial and property statutes have misleading language regarding trusts and estates. Some statutes refer to a trust or an estate as a legal person when they should refer to them as a trustee or a personal representative. Others refer to a trust as a legal person capable of owning assets when it should show them as a trust as an agreement. Simply, an estate is an entity created by the court, and a personal representative is appointed by the court to act on its behalf. Neither a trust nor an estate should be referred to as a person. Some courts have clarified the language on specific orders, but without this clarification in statute, some documents could be considered void or unenforceable. HB 2313 has no revenue impact, no fiscal impact, passed the House unanimously, passed Senate Judiciary unanimously. I urge an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion. Question on rise 130. You can file to pass House Bill 2313. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Rosenbaum.
Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum.
Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Montanerson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Carter, Dingfelder, Walker, 26 ayes.
The House Bill 2313, having seen the constable majority, declared passed. Clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 2331, within driving under the influence of intoxicants.
Recognize Senator Floyd Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 2331 comes out of your Judiciary Committee. It came out on a 5-0 vote. This actually is going to change when an individual is able to enter into a diversion program. It basically says that a person may enter a diversion program if 15 years has passed since the last time. And it also provides that a person that might be eligible by the number of years would not be eligible to enter the program if they have, in fact, during that 15-year period, been convicted of a crime that involves the use of a motor vehicle during that 15-year period. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Question on the third reading, final passage, House Bill 2331. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger.
Aye.
Walker. Whitsett.
Yes.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson. Carter. Dingfelder. Walker. 26 ayes.
Getting up?
Yes, I'd like to go return to remonstrances.
All right. Well, let me do this first. House Bill 2331 having received constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, please feel free to go back to remonstrances.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was sitting here a little time on my hands reading through the CAFR report, which is basically our state audit report. And I know we've had a lot of concern. There's a lot of questions out there as to, you know, these other funds and what's fungible and what's not fungible. And so let me read to you what in the management discussion and analysis part of the CAFR report. On June 30th, 2008, the state's governmental funds reported combined ending fund balances of $4.9 billion. Of this amount, 71.5% is available for spending at the state's discretion. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. We'll now return to the regular order of Senate business on the third reading of House measures. Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici. Excuse me. I've got to read the bill first. Clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 2333, Relative Identification and Financial Records by Affidavit and Grand Jury Proceedings.
Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 2333 is from the Oregon District Attorneys Association and comes to you unanimously from the Senate Judiciary Committee. Currently, if a financial document is needed in a grand jury proceeding, a subpoena is sent to a representative of the financial institution who then needs to come in to authenticate the document. It's often difficult to arrange for that person to appear, especially in time to bring a case to indictment. And if the case is not brought to the grand jury in time, it may be dismissed and the defendant may be released. House Bill 2333 provides that the grand jury may receive in evidence an affidavit of the representative of the financial institution for the purpose of authenticating the records of that financial institution. And I urge your aye vote, colleagues, on House Bill 2333. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Question arises by the third reading of final passage of House Bill 2333. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Starr. Telfer. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin.
Devlin. Senator Devlin. Senator Devlin. Thank you.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader.
Schrader.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Atkinson. Carter. Dingfelder. Walker. 26 ayes.
House Bill 2333 having House Bill 2333 having received the constitutional majority declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2510, Related Veterans Preference Public Employment.
Recognized Senator Lori Monas Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I bring House Bill 2510A to you. It is a pro-military veteran bill. There have been members of the military that have wanted to have jobs, and all of a sudden during the application process have learned that they could not receive veterans preference points because they had been out of the military for more than 15 years. The current law states a veteran is eligible to use the veteran's preference only for a position for which application is made within 15 years from discharge or release from the service in the armed forces and only once. And since the Civil War, the nation's military veterans have been given some degree of preference in appointments to federal jobs. House Bill 2510A implements lifetime veterans hiring preference for public sector employment positions. I urge your yes vote on this good bill.
Thank you. Further discussion? Motion on revised upon a third reading and final passage of House Bill 2510. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Telfer. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson. Burdick. Carter. Excused. Atkinson. Carter. Dingfelder. Walker. 26 ayes.
House Bill 2510. Members of the Council of Georgia declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2535. Landowning medical items to an emergency.
Recognize Senator Bill Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2535 creates a charitable prescription drug program within the State the Board of Pharmacy, for the purpose of distributing donated prescription drugs to needy individuals. It stipulates that drugs must be in original sealed package that display the number and the expiration date and cannot be accepted if the expiration date is less than 9 months from the donation date. If there is any evidence of alteration or misbranding, or if the drugs belong to certain categories of controlled substances, that specifies that the pharmacies are to use professional judgment based on the visual inspection. And colleagues, this is basically for some fairly expensive drugs that people no longer need, and rather than try to dispose of them, the Board of Pharmacy has agreed to take them back, that the pharmacist would, and examine them, and if there is an opportunity to donate them to a needy individual who can't possibly afford the prescriptions, that would happen. It is at a request of an individual who went through this kind of a situation and had a hard time finding the drugs, and I think this is really a great effort, so I encourage an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2535. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker. Whitsett.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick. Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gerard.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson. Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Burdick, Carter, Dingfelder, Walker, 25 ayes.
House Bill 2535, Emergency Council Majority declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2641, Win Online Sexual Corruption of a Child.
Recognize Senator Doug Whitsett.
Thank you, Mr. President. The 2007 legislature passed HB 3515 to protect children from predatory advances over the Internet. To continue protecting our children with new advances in technology, House Bill 2641 expands our previous efforts to include more methods of transmission, including wire, radio, optical cable, cellular systems, electromagnetic systems, or other similar means. This bill protects children simply by strengthening our definition of online communication. The bill has passed the House 59-1 and the Senate Judiciary Committee 5-0. It has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact. I urge an aye vote, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Question on rise, final third reading, final passage. House Bill 2641. Those opinion bills pass the aisle. This person, no clerk, please call the roll.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Winters.
Winters.
Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson.
Montes Anderson.
Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Burdick, Carter, Dingfelder, Walker. 25 ayes.
House Bill 2641. Introduced Custom George declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2687. Related to the monies on behalf of minor.
Recognized. Senator Doug Whitsett.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2687 is a consensus bill between the Oregon bankers and the Oregon trial lawyers. Last session, a bill was passed that created a simplified process to settle and protect funds that a minor receives from an accident. That simple bill had unintended consequences that are resolved by this simple bill. First, banks were unwilling to open accounts on behalf of the minor without a formal conservatorship. The conservatorship process caused delays and at least $1,800 in additional costs to the minor. This bill creates the legal right for a bank to contract with a minor to create this account. Second, insurance companies needed to be able to purchase annuities for the minor, which this bill would allow. Last, in order to provide further protection of the minor's funds, the funds cannot be withdrawn until the minor is 18, a court orders access to the funds, or in the event of the death of the minor. This bill passed the House 59-0, the Senate Judiciary 5-0. It has no revenue impact, a minimal fiscal impact. I urge an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Question now rises by the third reading and final passage of House Bill 2687. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson. Carter. Dingfelder. Walker. 26 ayes.
The House Bill 2687 has become supermajority declared passed. Without objection, the remaining House measures will be carried over until the Tuesday, May 26th calendar. Other business of the Senate. Announcements. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. Senate Democrats, please go directly to caucus so that we can get this done, so we can get you to lunch. The later you go, the later we will be to lunch.
Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Announcements. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President,
we haven't adjourned quite yet. Please go ahead.
Owing to the fact that Republicans are under budget and on time without the need of new taxes, there will be no caucus today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Brian Boquist, please.
I want to thank everybody for yesterday and announce that over 400 boxes were packed for our troops yesterday to be sent. Thank you for your contributions.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Rick Metzger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, members of the Special Committee on Transportation meeting will be 1:30 today, 1:30.
Thank you. Further announcements. Please have a happy and safe three-day weekend. Enjoy the Memorial Day holiday. Please be also aware that Friday sessions as well as Saturday sessions are looming. Thank you. If there are no further announcements without objection, this Senate will be adjourned until 10:15 Tuesday, May 26th. The Senate is now adjourned.